community were that you do this exercise stuff, you wouldn't eat the most egregious stuff, and you'd be involved with other people. If there were a community that reinforced all that stuff instead of tearing it down, what a terrific thing it would be. If you can eat less, it is a blessing. If you can live in a community where the expectation is different. You know, there are communities which don't eat the way we do. The American diet. You can look at the photographs, those great dripping photographs of burgers in every window in the country, almost. Mercy, that stuff's terrible for you. A little tiny word about the aging side of this. People say to me, well, you know, I'm 80 years old, isn't it too late? No, it's not too late. There are wonderful studies about, they went into a nursing home in, I forget where, but people, the average age was 86 or something like that, well up there, and there were plenty of people who were older. And they had them go on a serious weightlifting program for 6 weeks. At the end of 6 weeks, everybody moved up one level. The people in bed went to walkers, walkers to canes, canes to the canes away. Amazing transformation in 6 weeks. 50% of the women who fall and break their hip never walk unaided again, and 20% are dead in a year. Those are gut-wrenching numbers. They're just awful. You can do two things, weight training and more weight training. One, to build up bone in the first place. Take those calcium pills. They're fine. They're not going to hurt. They'll do some good. But there is nothing like weight training for building up new bone. Second, do weight training for your balance, strength, and coordination. If you can double the strength in your legs, you're less likely to get down on your bum when your feet get caught up in that plastic bag. Makes a huge difference. If you can create a community that's concerned about physical activity, lots of it, and structure to promote it, if you can create a community with a tremendous involvement on interaction and involvement and commitment to one another, if you can create a community where caring counts for a lot, caring adds, I've never heard that caring can add 7 years to your life, it makes a world of sense to me. Those three things, they're the big rules in our book, care, connect, and commit, as well as the exercise stuff. If you can create communities that foment that kind of stuff, you'll be doing a wonderful thing for the country and for yourselves and everybody in them.
As you've traveled around the country and you've been to a variety of communities, what kind of communities have you seen that seem to facilitate or nurture vital activity and vital lives more than others?
None. The big disappointments, the two big disappointments have been health clubs. I thought they'd be communities, but they're so impersonal. They don't do a good job at that. And I thought the doctors would be a help, too, that they, you know, a doctor today has 7 minutes to see you. I thought the least you could say, I don't have any time, but for God's sake, read this book. They haven't been much help either. I'm a little grumpy about how we get this thing done. One of the things I love about your program, I think it's one of the core things to do.
I guess my question would be, can you describe for us what the physical aspects of a senior community, if you will, what that would look like to you, one that would make you want to move into such a place?
Yeah, I'm anything but an expert, but I'd love to take a shot at it because it interests me so enormously. If I had my choices, first of all, there would be a major physical component. I'd have a hell of a health facility. And I don't know what the economics are, but I can't help thinking that would work well, that it would be a great way to improve health and so on. I'd spend a gang of dough on a terrific world-class gym with both machines and classes, especially classes, by the way. Classes for people of all ages. There are some remarkable classes for people who are in rotten shape. I would want it to be integrated into the surrounding community as well. I don't want to be locked up too much. I was talking to somebody in the audience before about how down here there's a great emphasis on gated communities, which I think is odd. In my part of the world, people are less excited about that. But I'd want to be in and out of a surrounding community. I'd want to know that there were some restaurants. I'm glad to hear that there's good food and this and that. Health facility, but I'd like to be able to go to town some of the time. If I had my way, I'd want to have the kind of place that drew people of a range of ages, as I was saying before, where there's a tremendous emphasis on community, caring about one another, and involvement, as well as terrific an ethos of physical activity and commitment. I think the community, the stuff that we were talking about here, the stuff that you put people mostly do, boy, oh boy, oh boy. I mean, that could make a huge difference. Have a community of fitness, a community of involvement and commitment. I just think it's magical.